The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Today's guest is a talented pianist, producer, and educator who's worked with Lawrence Machiza, Hugh Masekela, including the popular band Stimela, and he has also released solo projects of his own. Fascinated by the IsiSwati rhythm heritage, he wants to fuse this with the modern technology to further elevate the African sonic to a place where the global community can appreciate and even celebrate African music further. Naturally, I was intrigued by the stance, and as always, I let the curiosity get the better of me, and we invited him to join us this week to explore this story and also get to know his life in music. FM, please help me welcome to the KJS Show, Sizwe Mashinini. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sizwe, let's introduce you to the listeners of the KJS Show.
That question has been tricky for years because identity kind of like varies as you grow. You know, you become this at a certain age and you're no longer that by the time you're at another age. So I think it's kind of tricky to you know, to answer the same way for years. But what I've realized and what I've found to be a more fitting answer for now, I don't know in the future, it's that Sizwe Mashinini is an introvert that is expressive and is faith-based, meaning I don't do anything without the belief that it will be done successfully. Anything I do is faith-based.
Yeah.
And I'm an expressive introvert.
Expressive introvert.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Now, let's talk about your journey in music. I mean, it hasn't been the most easiest. And in a recent conversation, you tell the story of, you know, your left hand that seemed to have failed you, you know, during the most critical times of your recording, of a recording session. Let's go back there.
So when I recorded The Child Is Born Chapter 3, which was end of March 2023, it was a week after I lost my marriage. So my body kind of collapsed and I was on medication. And so I had to do this recording because everyone had come to honor my invitation because the camera crew was there. The studio session was already booked. So I couldn't postpone it, you know. So I really tried to push regardless of my left hand because it was not functional. And that frustrated me because I couldn't execute the way I had prepared, you know. And then I remember going to the bathroom and I cried it out. And when I came out of the bathroom, I told the engineer, which is Mr. Guran, I said to him, I'm not sure if we should postpone this recording, but I'm really, really frustrated because I'm not playing the way I practiced, you know, because my left hand is failing me. And because of the left hand, I'm now unable to be as expressive as I wanted to be. And I'm doing a lot of mistakes, you know, as we go, because I'm mindful of the heaviness of my body. And Quran told me something that really triggered the progress of the recording. He said to me, maybe it's that frustration that's needed in the recording. Let's record the frustration. maybe it's not really much about the playing. It's maybe about where you are now, because should we miss this and you come back another day and you're in a different space, then we may not capture this emotion, you know?
You have four projects, you know, chapter 1 to 4, and they are the most reflective of the musical journey, you know, that you've been on. I mean, unpacking the first one, which you felt was not received favor, or you felt was not received favorably. Yeah, I think that's the right word to use. How did you then change the formula, if you did, you know, to get to the part where you are now almost at the fifth chapter?
When I released the first project, that was my honest version at that time in 2016. But then it did not yield to sales, you know. I didn't get any bookings, but I won the hearts of people. You know, people loved me for who I was at that time. But then, because I needed to put food on the table and I couldn't, then when I went over to chapter 2, I tried to be commercial, you know, to be radio friendly. And I remember when the project finally launched online, I felt a disconnection of hearts, that people did not love me for being commercial. People loved me for being authentic, you know? And I felt miserable when I released that, because I knew that was not me. I just wanted bookings and I wanted airplay. But then when I went to chapter 3, I had decided that, you know what, even though the solo piano thing in South Africa, even though it doesn't work, because, you know, South Africans or Africans in general, they want the beat, they want like your drum and bass, you know, they want to groove, you know. Yeah. So if it's just piano, not for Africans, you know. But you know what, that's what I was hearing at that time. And I just told myself that, you know what, this is what I'm hearing. From now on, moving forward, I'm going to be authentic. Meaning, if someone receives it or doesn't receive it, it's fine. I'll be a fulfilled man. Should I die now? I don't want to die. I don't want to die old. I want to die empty. Right? I want to offload as much as I can. And I don't want to alter who I am because of wanting to be received by the market.
Thank you.
So I decided, you know, I'm going to do what is not relevant, but what is authentic, which was chapter three. So now chapter four was a continuation of chapter three, because in chapter three, it's just solo piano. But in chapter four, there's an inclusion of the band and vocals somewhere. So yes, as I was practicing, there were moments where I would hear the band, you know, there were moments where I wouldn't hear the band, where I would just hear the piano. So chapter four was just a continuation of that authenticity, you know. But now this is what I realized, my brother, that if you can connect to self, to who you really are, you will realize how infinite you are, how endless you are, or how bottomless you are. If people out there are running out of ideas, you just tap into self and you will realize that you will have endless ideas. I recorded chapter three, end of March. When I went back to my practice space, songs for chapter four were already coming. So I recorded chapter four 3 months after chapter three. And now after recording chapter four, the repertoire for chapter five is ready as we speak, you know, and I keep refining it all the time.
Let's explore your heritage, you know, the fascination with isiSwati rhythms and how you want to fuse it with the modern approach to jazz.
There was a research that I made whereby I noticed that the young generation or the young people find jazz as a vintage sound, not only jazz but culture. Some of the young guys, they don't resonate with culture because it sounds or looks and feels ancient. And because now they are modern and exposed to technology, that they feel like a disconnection, you know, between culture and where they are, the modern age. So with me, I wanted to bring relevance to where we are in comparison to where we are from. That's why I want to make sure that even the musical arrangements and the production, the mixing, it showcases that we are now, we are here, but we reference from the past, right? We reference from the roots where we come from, but we did not get stuck there, because life has to move on. You see, life doesn't go anti-clockwise. It goes clockwise, meaning that's progressive, right? So we don't have to stay where we were, but we acknowledge where we were. So I just wanted to bring I just wanted to clue that the two generations, you know, the past. That's why I was not willing to play like your normal jazz sound. If you can listen to it, it's not really your traditional jazz sound, because I'm also cognizant of the fact that we have to be progressive, acknowledge where we come from, but always also acknowledge where we are with the future in mind.
Kofifi FM, we are chatting to pianist Sizwe Mashinini this Sunday. He's our musical guest for Our Africa. draw inspiration from classical jazz and gospel pianists, which I suppose you got to work. That's how you got to work with, you know, Benjamin Dube and Zwaibala. At the same time, you also worked with Stimela and Hugh Masekela. You've almost halfway answered that question, or my next question, which was, how do you identify Usizwe? Are you a jazz pianist, or are you just a musician who says, I am able to play in different spaces, and therefore I am a chameleon, I just fit in, you know?
It's unfortunate that when a sound is instrumental and it doesn't have like a 4-4 groove on 120 tempo, then that's deemed to be jazz. I would say I'm atmospheric. I think I vibe with being atmospheric more than anything else. And my definition of jazz, because now if I say to you I'm a jazz pianist, then it means you're going to expect a certain jazz sound. My view of jazz is that there's a difference between jazz and jazz music. So jazz music, I think, has a sound to it. But jazz, I think, is a platform that allows you to be rhythmically, harmonically, and melodically honest without the fear of being misunderstood. For an example, if you were to play, as a pianist, if I were to play in a pop group and I play something which is outside the harmonic structure, they would say, hey, that's jazz, because it's outside the harmonic structure, right? If I do something outside the rhythmic structure, they would say, oh, that's a bit jazzy. So meaning anything that's abstract, harmonically, rhythmically, melodically, it's deemed as jazz. But what if that's what you're feeling it in a hip hop setup, or you're feeling it in a pop setup or gospel setup? So I feel like jazz is a platform that allows you to be rhythmically, melodically, and harmonically honest without the fear of being misunderstood, right?
Yeah,
that's my definition of jazz. So if I were to answer between being a jazz, falling under jazz or jazz music, I think I'd rather choose jazz as opposed to jazz music, because jazz music has a sound, but jazz is not a sound; it's an expression.
Wow.
According to me.
Yeah.
So I'm an atmospheric jazz pianist,
Redefining jazz, and still in conversation with Cesar Machinini this Sunday. The feature is Our Africa, 60 minutes celebrating the best of Africans by Africans for our weekly fellowship here on the K-Jazz Show. We've also been listening to music off the project The Child is Born For, you know, and also taking a walk through the musical journey of this incredible pianist. Very, very vocal and a great conversationalist. And I hope you are following as we are redefining and we're trying to, you know, get, you know, into his headspace about what is happening in his mind and how, you know, he became a jazz artist. Now, many musicians, Sizwe, often talk about their creativity in church, and others reflect on their spiritual awareness, you know, as a co-creator for their work. Let's talk about what inspires Usizwe and how you create music then.
So how I create, I don't sit down and say I'm now creating a song. So I really listen to let me say this before I get to my other point. There's a time where I was looking for a different sounding piano player. So I had a problem with the fact that when I searched for a piano player, I would get like a swinging piano player or a funking piano player, right? So they are all either on either groups, you know. So I wanted something different. So I typed Chinese pianist, and I found that it's what we know, just in a Chinese language, you know. But but in terms of sound, it's what we know. Then I went back to my Swati sounds from Swaziland, and I realized in terms of sound, they sound Zulu, but in terms of language, they speak in Swati, or they sing in Siswati, you know. that kind of like brought a conflict, an uneasiness in my spirit. And then I typed on Google, I typed Indian pianists. And I found this guy called Tigran Hamasyan from Armenia playing Indian piano. Man, I was blown away. Till today, I still feed from him because of his technique.
Yeah.
You know, so when I try to study different techniques, that's when songs are birthed, you know. So it's not like I sit down and say, no, I'm composing such and such a song. By just working out a particular technique or having a particular pull in my spirit to express something out, you know, then songs are birthed. But for me, songs are not intellectual. I don't compose intellectually. I practice intellectually, but I compose spiritually. They come from my spirit. I download.
You download. I suppose you are receiving as it happens. As you learn, it happens, and you receive. And you know, I'm very much fascinated by that. And I think you and I can sit for hours as you unpack this as to how it happens. But I also, you know, with limited time, I want to talk about, you know, that Stimela, that era, and your tribute to Prare. Your highlights of that time.
Yeah, I still work with Stimela, by the way. Yeah, I'm still in the band. I mean, growing up, I would watch Stimela. I would watch Ray Phiri doing his funny dances. I would watch Nana Coyote doing those amazing vocals.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be fascinated by these guys, you know. At that time, I wouldn't understand what they're doing because I think I was a kid. I never ever imagined myself being in the same room as Stimela, even with Brahim, you know. I mean, when I got a call to do like a project with Stimela, I think I told everyone.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Because these are the guys I grew up watching on TV, you know, listening to on radio. I was fascinated. So it's been an amazing and educational journey for me, Stimela.
It strikes me as something that is ever developing. It strikes me as something that we must just watch the space. So we'll leave it there and let our audience just linger on and wait until you as Stimela emerge with the next project. Really must be something exciting, because I know you are working on something, you know. And we'll park it there for now. But for Sizwe, you know, where to from here? What can we look forward to?
I'm hoping to take this project to the world. I mean, there's a scripture that says, go to the world. And the world meaning go to the countries of the world, go to the people of the world, you know, and go to the cities in the world, you know. So I want to take this globally. I want to take this project globally. You know, for now, yes, I'm still here at home, you know, trying to push, but the bigger goal is to take it globally, because I believe that a prophet is not received in his hometown, because you are South African not only for South Africans, but you're South Africans because the world doesn't have South Africa in them.
Hmm.
Right. Hmm. So there's a shortage of South Africanness in their native countries. So we need to take it to the world. You know, that's why their sound resonates better here, because we are not them, you know. So we don't have them here. So thus we vibe with their sound, with their expressions. So now they don't have South Africa in their countries and their continents. So that's why I want to take this there, you know. I want to take it in terms of like a school, you know. I want to archive like your South African music that is and that was, archive it and make it academic so that we study the music from Mahlathini, Asheli Mhlophe, you know, let it be a curriculum that will be learned even in China and Japan and Norway and London. Let them learn Sishangan. Let them learn Xhosa in Norway and Germany, you know. So, yeah, I want to really take The Child Is Born to the world, but I also want to, like, have an institution that I will take to the world where we educate about the sound of South Africa, the nine languages, the nine cultures.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. There's so much richness that we haven't tapped into, and this is only the beginning of that, you know. And as we run out of time, you know, the Sunday season, I think the album's out. There are out albums, by the way. Where do we get copies quickly? Are they streaming online? Do we have physical copies?
For live performances, we will avail copies, like CDs. But until then, please stream it on Spotify and iTunes and all those nice places.
Absolutely. And where can we catch you performing? Because the next question is that, all right, so I want an album. So where are you performing? Where do we catch that? Social media, maybe, so we can keep up with you?
Okay, I'd advise and encourage everyone to kind of like follow me on TikTok or Facebook and Instagram, Sizwe Mashinini Official. I think that's where you will get the details of where will I be performing.
Sizwe, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday and for sharing your story with us here on Kofifi FM 97.2. You are truly an inspiration, you know, and I can't wait to see you live on one of our stages soon.
Thank you so much. I'd appreciate it.
He's a talented pianist, producer, and educator. His name is Sizwe Mashinini for Our Africa this Sunday on The K-Jazz Show.